grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Yeah, we're in the house talking about DAC.
Off air talking about the biggest weed plant that Chris Fowley from The Hemp Store on K Road has ever seen in his life.
I was wondering if weed plants can be seasonal, if they're so big that they just stay there and then next year they put out a couple more buds. Is it possible?
Generally not. Good afternoon. Biggest plant, I would say, goes way back, way back. And those who have known me for a while would know Mama Cass in Sandringham was as big as this very room we're in now. It was so big that the first time I saw it, I didn't even see the weed. It just was like a tree.
Yeah.
I just didn't even like, what? Where's your big weed plant? Where is it? It was right in front of me. And a few little daisy flowers stuck on it.
Was it smelly? It
didn't even... Smelly enough to be stolen on the night before harvest.
Oh, no.
Give us your worst bad weed situations. Yeah. 5395.
No.
Text in your brutal. John's got a good one where he bought an ounce of just fucking grass clippings.
Yeah.
Look at the product.
I'm pretty sure it was.
And never, if someone comes up to you on the street and goes, hey, do you want to buy an ounce? Don't follow through on that.
No.
That's my recommendation.
And this this is what we get. If, tomorrow, in less than 24 hours' time, 2 o'clock is the announcement. And then, we, you know, no more rip-offs. You get consumer protection.
Mm.
You get guaranteed weights and measures, just like anything else. And someone rips you off, you can get a remedy for that, you know? I mean, it's that in itself. Everyone does have one of these stories. Mm. And sometimes they're funny, but potentially they can be really bad, like laced weed.
Yeah. Well, it's money as well.
Poison, you know, stuff that's been poisoned by the police, then being sold to people, being made into concentrates and used that way. So, you know, there's a lot of dodgy stuff out there at the moment. Even New Zealand's most popular hemp, popular hemp-derived CBD product, I won't name the name, but it's the most popular in New Zealand.
Okay.
And they market their product, what some might say illegally, by calling it full spectrum and containing all these phytocannabinoids. Turns out it has a very small amount of CBD and nothing else, absolutely zero of anything else. And the very small amount of CBD that it has is 10 times the price on a per milligram basis as the legal products that everyone says are too expensive. So this grey zone one that actually I've seen sold in general stores and pharmacies and things around New Zealand, and you know, quite openly, quite kind of flouting. Well, it turns out, again, because it's grey zone, you're not getting that protection. So someone has had this independently tested, and I've seen this result, and turns out, as I say, very, very low, like we're talking trace amounts of CBD and just nothing else.
You don't want to name this brand?
Not particularly, but okay. I would just say this is just another reason why we need it properly legal, and we need proper access, you know, for patients to have affordable legal products, not this kind of you know, frequenting the internet or stores that kind of don't know any better and getting, you know, whatever's kind of offered to them.
What's happening at 2 o'clock tomorrow? Any parties going on?
Two o'clock.
Well, who's organising a little get together with your mates? See what happens.
I get the feeling there's going to be spontaneous ones everywhere.
Will it be on TV?
And I was really hoping. I was lobbying. This was a key part of my submission. Was that they would get the lotto appropriate the lotto set and do a big reveal. But no.
Just nuggets.
It turns out you've got to go to electionresults.govtnz. Electionresults.govtnz.
I'll just wait on Facebook for
and
tell
and
me
you
what.
Just keep hitting refresh and it's going to appear at 2 o'clock, and
just like a percentage, a number.
I think by the look of the way this page is formatted, it will be a link to a file that you download,
and then
you'll open it, and then you'll see a number, and then you'll go, "Is that a win or a lose?"
I can wait till 2:02, and I'll just like,
and then it will be everywhere. But 2 o'clock. Apparently, they're not telling the media in advance. Everyone gets to know at the same time. So 2 o'clock it is, and I don't have any advance word, but I do have a good feeling. I think
it could be the weed though.
Definitely, but as well as that, man. The polls vastly overestimated the national vote by 5-6%. They didn't call Chloe winning. It really felt like we had a big resurgence at the end. Certainly Normal's campaign only kicked in towards the end of it.
A liberal vote overall, I think.
Well, yes, and this big kind of tide towards Labour and that. So I'm feeling good, but it will be close.
58%, I'm calling it. I'm just saying numbers now. There you go, 58%, that's my number. What do you guys got? John, you can say that it won't pass as well. That's a good bet. Oh, he's leaning back.
Nice reclined.
I feel like...
He's afraid to say numbers.
Say 61.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Okay, this is very good. That's very optimistic. I love it. UMR, they called the election the closest. They had national spot on, whereas everyone else overestimated them.
Right.
And they had us winning, right? They had Yes winning in the UMR poll. Some of the other polls had it losing, but UMR had us winning. So it's, again, cause for optimism. But still quite close. There was a margin of about 115,000 people between it, according to the UMR
poll. Nothing wrong with a little cause for optimism.
Do you think it'll be
exactly.
54?
One thing I got to... Well, it'll be somewhere in there. One thing I think is quite clear, because I think we'd know if it was going to be a landslide. Either way, it's going to be close.
Yeah.
Whether Yes wins or whether No wins, it's going to be close. Mm. And so I think both sides need to recognise that it is actually really close, and that a whole bunch of people on the other side don't agree with what they're saying.
True.
Whether that's Yes or No that wins. So I think both sides probably need to think about how to make what they're saying recognize that almost half the country wanted the opposite.
What if it's 50%?
So whether that wins or not, if it wins, if it's Yes, then I think we need to concede, well, okay, probably almost half the people actually voted against it and didn't want it. And if it's Yes, it goes to select committee where everyone can have their say, and I think that's where we look to take on board the concerns people had. And not only because that's the right thing to do, but because you want a policy that lasts.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want it to be overturned at the next election. You want a policy that a good broad majority of people in New Zealand support, not something that is only just scraping by. And likewise, if we lose and it's a no thing, chances are it'll be very close as well. And I think it's also it's behooven on the no campaign to then recognise that almost half the people did actually vote in this scenario, did actually vote for what is the world's most progressive form of legalisation, the best model that's ever been designed, I think. And that if almost half the country want that, then we need to see some other type of reform, whether it's not that particular bill being put in, but as we talked about last week, and as I put in my blog, there's plenty of things that can still happen, you know, even under a no scenario. Other bills, private members' bills, properly formalising the decriminalisation that hasn't really worked so far, expanding the medical cannabis scheme to allow patients to grow their own, allow over-the-counter products.
That's the one I see to be hopefully the most helpful in the immediate, just expanding what we kind of already got, in the sense that this might cover a few people's needs.
That could even happen quicker than the legalization bill going through, and it could be both rather than one or the other two, because certainly the medical scheme, you know, regardless of the adult scheme, the medical scheme does need to be expanded.
You said that to me a while ago, kind of opened my eyes to the fact that a lot of people are self-medicating, don't even know they're doing it, you know. You're just getting by doing your thing that you're doing, and it turns out it's illegal right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just quickly taking into account the people that have voted no in the referendum, what would be the key things you think that they would have voted no on, and how do you incorporate that into the development or, you know, any amendments to the proposed legislation?
Well, cannabis turns you into a murderous killer, obviously, so...
Well, yeah, I don't know if so many people thought that, and whether you can even get across to that type. I guess there were some, but we kind of, really reachable.
That is vintage propaganda.
I don't know if they're reachable. That might be 10%, but... But for a lot of people, it was concerns around safety or concerns around the sort of detail of the bill or around who might get a license. And the thing is a lot of that was actually already covered in the bill, but they just didn't know it or it wasn't explained very well. And in particular, I think they could make more of an emphasis on the licensing process and make it more explicit. It is in there, but you have to kind of look for it and you have to imagine and envisage what the outcome will be. But they could make it more explicit and specify that licenses will, as a priority, go to non-profits or social enterprises. Rather than you kind of, as a logical conclusion, you can kind of see that's where it's going, but you could make it more explicit. You could give some help to small business owners and things that were feeling perhaps a little bit uncertain or apprehensive about what might happen in their workplace. And that's a separate, you wouldn't put that necessarily in the bill, but you could bring out some sort of package that could help them with some templates or some help, because it's all very solvable and doable, it's just they don't know. And, you know, and in terms of advertising and things, I mean, you know, all of that was already in there. It's just the NOPAs were saying a whole lot of misinformation about it. So a lot of that came down to, I think, the government's hands-off approach to not actually advocating for the bill and actually explaining any of it. You know, there was no public education campaign other than the fact that there was a referendum on. But other than that, they didn't go out of their way to actually explain what it was going to do. So a bit more emphasis on that. But yeah, a lot of these concerns are definitely solvable and doable, and I think you'd want to see that, as I say, either way, whether it's a yes or a no outcome. You know, if the bill going forward, it's going to be modified in some way, because it's a select committee process going through Parliament. You know?
I feel like the nation's changed quite a bit just from having the chats, heavy chats about it, you know. So I think we're definitely ready for something. Is it like a school exam where it's like 50% is a pass? Or is it more of a high school thing where you're 70%? Well,
it would if it was binding. It would just be like 50.1, right. You're in. Okay. But this isn't. This is indicative. So it's more down to the size of the majority. So if we were getting like an 80% majority, like if you put in a thing, you know how all the NOPAs started saying we'd support decrim? So if you'd actually put in a decrim bill and it did pass by 80-90, then no parliament's going to ignore that. They're just going to do it.
Right.
Something squeaks through at like 52-48, it's kind of like, hey, there's a whole lot of people that didn't vote for that or voted against it. And this is what I'm saying. So the chances are that is going to be the kind of margin we get. You know, I'd love it. It's kind of surreal to me that it is so close. You kind of think, why the hell isn't this just cruising through at like 75% support or something? But it's not. That's the reality of it. Even though, you know, I'd love it to be the case, but you know, chances are it's going to be fairly close. And so what that kind of points to is you've got to give, you know, it's got to go through Parliament still. You've got to recognise that a whole bunch of people actually wanted something slightly different. But the politicians, you know, the government and Parliament has to have confidence in getting that through. And we have to end up with a policy that will survive the next election. You've got to sort of have a view of 2023, because the reality is it's only just going to be starting to happen around then. Not so much in terms of use and possession and what you can do at home, but in terms of getting a you know, supply chain organised for and stores licensed and all that kind of thing. That might take, you know, you're on the next election by the time that happens.
Nice. Okay.
All right, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock is it?
I'm not going to tell anyone across anything. That it's already happened, so just
I know. Well, that's the other thing. That's the thing. People have already voted. There's nothing we can do. I'm just getting all my you know, apprehensions out there in public on the radio, as you do. But
that's us.
You know, the reality is, as I say, people have already voted, and all we can do, you know, we tried our best, and we'll see what happens. And 2 o'clock is the big reveal, eh? But when the special votes come in the following week, so this is, of course, the preliminary result, and when the specials come in a week later, whatever we get tomorrow will probably go up a couple of percent.
Okay.
Because the special votes are more, you know, our sort of people.
Progressive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right on, Chris.
All right. And thank you once again, to everyone that helped and everyone that voted and everyone that had an open mind on it. Awesome.
Sweet. Head on up to the Hemp Store, everyone, on K-Road.
Yeah.
Cheer it.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with